wanted to find out personally.
I'll tell you about something else. These carpets. Of course, I never have.
I have.
Have you? They stink, do they?
My father-in-law built a new house, and we were down there visiting, and we got in about 12:30 at night. One of the first things I did was sit down. The next thing was take off my shoe, and I put my foot down, had my sock off, and I put my foot right down on one of these little rascals, and he hit me right on the arch.
But why do they say that's pain?
It got pretty hot. But if you get stung by something like that, the best thing you can do is get an ice cube and just keep the thing cold so the poison won't spread. I guess that's good for snake bite too.
Of course, you'd have a hard time getting to an ice cube
if
you're out in the woods,
wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. My father-in-law, they lived in an apartment before they built this house, and he came in one day and he looked down at the rug and there was a piece of chewing gum down there that somebody stepped on outside and brought in. Reached down to pick it up, and it wasn't at all. It was a scorpion. Mm-hmm. Hit him on the thumb. Whew. Texas is a mean state.
Yeah.
Was it a brick house?
Yes.
A fellow down here had a brick house, and there were those scorpions you just stick all around.
Mm. We lived in an apartment house in Stillwater. It was brick, too. But I bet the first year we were there, we got six of those rascals, at least, crawling around our floor. I remember the second night we were in there, our furniture was still all crated up and wrapped in paper and things like that. We looked over toward the door and saw one of those rascals coming in. It had panel ray heat, too. Of course, the holes were just punched in the cement floor and there was nothing to plug them.
They come right through the floor.
Yeah, so I got out my steel wool and crammed it in every little nook and cranny. If they got in, they were shiny. Do you have hornets around here?
You know, that's one insect that I wouldn't know if I'd see one.
Look just like wasps, huh? I don't think
I don't know. I never did see one. We don't have them around here.
What kinds of trees do you have around here?
We have the oak tree. Cedar, pine, willow, maple.
Hard maple or soft?
What we call a sugar maple.
Mm-hmm. Do you get sap from it?
Mm-hmm.
Make maple sugar?
No, we've never got to make maple syrup, but they. And hickory. Now there's two kinds. One they call red oak, and then there's post oak.
Do you have any special term for land where scrubby oak grows?
This scrub oak.
Have you ever heard the term shinery? I think that's western and perhaps southern down there where they have such things. Do you have those trees around here in the creek bottoms? The trees I'm thinking of have broad leaves and sort of a scaly gray bark.
Sycamore?
Yeah. I got one of those in my yard. Gee, that thing is growing quickly.
Boy, they get huge.
How about cherry trees?
A few wild cherry.
What do you call the inside of a cherry? Here we go again.
The inside of the cherry?
Yeah, the hard part of it.
The pit?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that one?
No, it's seed.